Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and members of the Chacha Nation, welcome to another episode of the Chacha Music Review Series on the Chacha Music Review Podcast. My name is Afis Denova, your musical blog, the creator of the Energy Force.
They say music is life, so I give them the Chacha Music Review Podcast. Turned up the volume, gave them the time of their lives. They said they wanted new artists, I gave them the Chacha Spotlight Series. They wanted deep music conversations, I plugged them into the Chacha Let's Talk Music Series. They are crazy about the hitmakers, so I hit them with the Chacha Hitmakers Series. And for the albums I know they shouldn't miss, I blessed them with the Chacha Album Review Series. I created the Chacha EP Compilation Series, so they will have a taste of the best of EPs. They should tell their friends. You should let your family know. We should let everyone who cares about African music know. Afis Denova is back in the game. And you can catch me every Saturday amplifying the African sounds by bringing the best of African music to your ears. I am your musical plug, the creator of the Energy Force. And this is the Chacha Music Review Podcast.
I think it is time that some OGs and even some new cats take a page out of Casey's book and study how he has continued not just to remain relevant, but how he has continued to consistently drop hit songs. This is someone that has been in the music industry for more than 20 years. And now Casey, in 2024, is still here dropping another hit, another banger. And his new single is titled Ebelebe. And on this one, it features Tenny and Skibby. And I have to say, this is dope. I mean, yo, shout out to Casey, man. Big shout out to you and much respect to you. You came, I don't even know how to describe this song. All I'm going to say is, this is a 9 over 10 song. Believe it. When you listen to it, you say, if you go agree, say, the song, na banga. The next song I'll be talking about, I know you'll be surprised, like, why am I talking about this song? I mean, Rotimi is an American artist, right? So why am I talking about him? Well, yes, we know he's an American artist, but at the same time, we also know he's a Nigerian, and he has proven that over time by, you know, not just identifying with our sound, but also identifying with our culture and being proud to be called a Nigerian. Like I said, that is one of the reasons why I said, you know what, let me talk about Rotimi's latest single, which is also titled Shade, and it features Mayokun and South African rapper Nasty C. Now, shout out to Neptunes for the production of the song. I mean, you did a brilliant job on the production. I love the production of this song. I think the only thing I didn't really feel on this song has to be Mayokun's verse. Not like he did bad or something, but I just felt like when I heard the instrumentals and I heard the beat and I heard the flow pattern of this song, I'm like, okay, fine, this thing that waiting Mayokun will kill. But this isn't one of Mayokun's best verses, let me put it like that. I won't say I was disappointed, maybe because I was expecting too much, right? Maybe that was why it sounds like that. Like I said, it is a good verse coming from Mayokun, but not what I would have wanted or not what I would have, you know, preferred. Like I said, this is not one of his best verses. But aside from that, the song itself is a good song. Everything about the song, you know, came through. Nasty C was able to come through with the rap flows and he made sure it was good. And yes, what's his name? Rotimi also did well on this song. Shout out to Akon. You know, it was credited for part of being for being one of the writers on this song. So, you know, shout out to Akon. The name of this song is going to be 7 over 10. The next song I'll be talking about is coming from AG Baby, It's Your Baby. And the life that he has chosen is to continue to give us each songs back to back to back to back to back. Adekunle Gold has dropped another banger produced by my favorite producer. I'm talking about KLP. And this song is titled The Life I Chose. Yes, that is the name of the song. And again, when you have Adekunle Gold and you have KLP, all you have is nothing but good music, sweet jam. I love the fact that Adekunle Gold always tries to expand his sound and also experiment with his sound and see how far it can go. And that's one thing I love about it. Because if you hear this song, you hear the sound of this song, you know, this is not really what Adekunle Gold might do or would do, but then again, he has done it and then he did it well. So this is another dope song coming from Adekunle Gold. The rating is going to be 8 over 10. I honestly don't know how I feel about this song, right? Do not get me wrong, though. I'm not saying this song is a bad song. It's just the song does not connect with me, right? What song am I talking about? I'm talking about Simi's new song titled All I Want. Again, like I said, this song is a good song, right? The production, coming from Louder was decent. Simi's vocals and her melody was also good. Just all in all, the song does not just connect with me. It feels like if an Aria Star or a Tiwa Savage has sang this song will have hit and it will have banged more than a Simi. Now, like I said, this is not a bad song. I mean, if I'm to rate the song, I'm going to give the song, let's say, a 6 over 10 rating. It's not a bad song. It's just, personally, right, I don't feel the song. And I feel like maybe a remix, with any of these two artists that I mentioned will probably make the song, you know, will give me that extra feeling that I feel is missing. It will give me that extra vibe that I feel is missing from the song. Maybe I'll get it. But like I said, it is a good song. If you are a fan of Simi, this is a song that you definitely are, you know, enjoy, right? Good song. The rating is going to be 6 over 10. Young John did not come to play in this 2024, as he is here with another single titled Big Big Things, and it features Kiss Daniel and Shay Vibe. And I just have to ask, what the fuck is the production that Young Willis did on this song? Like, yo! Forget all the three artists right about now. Focus on the production coming from Young Willis. Yeesh! 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 Ish. If I say kill him, the understatement, honestly speaking, because what he did with production of the song is just insane. And then Young John, Kiss Daniel, and Shay Vibe, they dig big, big things on this jam. This is a proper jam. The rating of the song is going to be 8 over 10. The most surprising thing for me about this song I want to talk about is the fact that Boy Spice was or is the one that produced this song. And what song am I talking about? I'm talking about Boss Spy's new song titled I Don't Care, which features Cade. And it's not a bad song. It's a decent effort. But like I said, I'm just surprised to see that Boy Spice was the one that produced this song. I never knew, or I don't know, that you know, is now into production. And it's a good effort coming from the rating of the song. It's going to be 6 over 10. Like I said in the previous episode, I like the current hip-hop sound that is coming out of Ghana. And this week, I have another dope hip-hop song coming from another Ghanaian artist. His name is Kwakese. And on this song, which is titled Awo Yosofo, it features Kofi Moly. And look, in as much as I don't even understand what they were saying on this song, but yo, I love the production, I love the flow pattern, I love the melody, and I love the beat, and everything is just straight hip-hop. The rating of the song is going to be a 7 over 10. Still talking about Ghana and still talking about hip-hop, right? Ghanaian rapper Tolenki is here with another decent song titled Bad Feeling, and it features Beastrap KOTM. And together they give us a 6 over 10, you know, rating song. Look, it is safe to say that hip-hop slash rap is going to be the biggest genre of music, you know, to come out of Ghana this year. Because we are not done with the first quarter of the year, and we've had so many hip-hop songs coming out from Ghana. And here is another hip-hop song coming from another talented hip-hop artist. Her name is Efia Odo, and this song is titled Raw. And yo, this chick went hard. She went raw on this song. This is a very, very dope hip-hop song. Rating of the song is going to be a 7 over 10. When I first heard this song, I was confused because I saw the name, and the name says Dremo featuring Musgan. And when the song, which is titled Love Me Back, started, it felt as if I was hearing Burna Boy. Realizing like Burna Boy they sing, I had to go and check again. I said, I didn't see featuring Burna Boy here now. I even went as far as checking the credit of the song just to be sure, maybe okay, whether or not Burna Boy write the song, give them or something. But no, Burna Boy was not credited anywhere on the song. But every time this Musgan sing, now Burna Boy voice, now yeah, they hear. And that just got me, you know, a bit confused and a bit worried. I'll tell you why I was confused and why I was worried later. But, you know, concerning the song, this is a good song. Dremo came through on the song. Again, like I said, the chorus and the hook of the song sounded somewhat like Burna, which just made it lovely, made it fantastic, and it was good. Rating of the song is going to be a 7 over 10. Now, here is the reason why I'm confused. And here's the reason why, I don't know, I just feel somehow about the artist itself now, not the song, right? Because I feel it's... You have to find a way not to sound like somebody that is already popular, because every song you put out there, at least before we begin to see your face, before we begin to people will begin to assume, or people will begin to think that, you know, oh, this is a Burna Boy song. Oh, because you sound so much, you know, like this person. I don't know if I'm making sense, but that's just how I see it, right? Just find a way not to sound like somebody that is already popular, because it might have an effect, you know, on your career. And that might just be me just talking, you know, I mean, what do I know at the end of the day? But yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and members of the Cha Cha Nation, with that, I have come to the end of another episode of the Cha Cha Music Review series on the Cha Cha Music Review podcast. Like, come here with another episode, my name will always remain Afis Donova, your musical plug, the creator of the Energy Force. Remember, in whatever you do, keep the energy, keep it 100, and keep it positive. Peace out. Time for the cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Rockin' with the best, cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Alayela wa cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Wati my body, cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Cha-cha gang. Wati my body.